This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abayim. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Simen Kuf Nun Tes. We're up to Sif Dalet. Chemes Uchfisha. Chemes Uchfisha. Shehim Minei Noidoi Shalar. These are different canteens of leather. Shatiknon va'asalahem beis moishav. You fix them, you establish them, and you made them a base. Noitla mehem. You could use them for netilas yadayim. Avos sak v'kupa, sackcloth or a box sheskinon l'sheves, that you fix them to be situated b'loy smicha. Without leaning, v'zifton b'zefes, you tart it with tar, ad she'im ikav l'mashkin, einoit l'mehem li'adayim. Why? L'fi she'inam asuyin l'kav l'mashkin. Because they were not made to be a receptacle. By a chemes and a kvisha, if you make it have a base, you could use it for netil sidayim, because inherently they're receptacles. The only problem is they can't sit. So if you give them a base, so now they could sit, as opposed to a box or a piece of sack. They're not meant to be a receptacle. So you could do whatever you want. You could paint them a receptacle. You could make a base. You could tar them. But they were not made to be a receptacle of liquids. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shetiknan va'asa. Right, so Laimar shatiknan b'masha asa. You were masaking them in you making them a base. V'hiksha taz. Haloi noidus or asuyin l'kabel mashkin utchilas esel kachu v'domin klei shatchilas tikuna kach shabasev hei v'lama tzarech tikun. I have to say I was bothered by that. Why do you need to make a base for them? Didn't we learn yesterday that if they were made originally to be a receptacle, even if they can't have a bay, even if they can't stand on their own, then you could use them for netilas yadayim. So why does the Mechaber say you fix them? You don't have to fix them. They were made that way to begin with. V'tireitz de'enoi choshev beis kibul shalhen b'loi tikin moishav. The answer is that their status as a receptacle is not choshev. Unless you make a base, shekeshein b'hem mayim, ein b'hem chalal. If there's no water, there's no interior. Elamunach ze al ze. Think what that means is it's just like a, if it doesn't have liquid in it, so then it's not even a receptacle. Just like folds in a blob one on top of each other, meaning one on top of each other. No, the entire receptacle collapses. Something that's made to be a receptacle, you don't have to make a base. So why do you have to make a base for this leather canteen? Because without liquid in it, it's not a receptacle. It has no form to it. So therefore, you need to be misaking it. That's interesting. And therefore, Rabban Zion Abishol says, in my time, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, and you wanted milk, yeah, they had milk bags. Remember milk bags? And you cut off, you snip off the corner. Could you use that as a for netilas yadayim if you designate it? No, says Rabban Zion Abishol, for the reason the Mishnah Taz says that without a liquid in it, it has no form, so therefore it's not a kli. Lefi she'enon, but on the other hand, a sack and a kupa, even if you fix it, it doesn't help. Lefi she'enam asuyin, haino de'enam asuyim klam, etchil l'kal b'hem mashkin, it's not made at all to accept liquids. Okay. The Mechaber continues, v'u'adin l'koyvan shalacha levadim, let's say you have a felt hat, perish beged kasha, filter rabalaz. Afilu kishem kashim kol kach shem akabla mayim ve'inam zavim mayhem. Let's say you have a felt hat and it's so stiff no water is going to come out. It's not used to hold liquids. So could you use a hat for Netilas Yadayim? You know, the Reb Lazer Silver wore a very distinguished, shiny top hat in which he would store his lunch that he would take with him wherever he would go. And in fact, the story goes that he once visited Reb Ruderman and he took off his hat and he put down his lunch. And you know, the Rebbetzin served him lunch and he said, "I'm sorry, I don't eat outside of my house." So Rebbetzin said, "That's wonderful. I don't allow outside food on my table." You know, so, but anyway, let's say he would have washed with that top hat. Let's say he would have washed with that top hat. According to the Mechaber, still seems to be saying, it's not asuyim lekabel mayim. Umekamakam aydei hadchak mutarim. Aydei hadchak, it's mutar sha'ovrei drachim regilim lishtois bahem. Because travelers are frequently drink from it. Aydei hadchak, it's mutar. It's not like sak and... it's not like, let's see, a sak v'kupa. So me'ikar hadin, eina masuyim lekabel mayim, you shouldn't use it for netilas yadayim. Nevertheless, aydei hadchak, it's mutter because travelers do drink from it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lekoyvayim shel levadim haynu masha anu koryim kapelushin. Kapelushin, you know, kapelushin, a hat. V'chein yarmel kez or a yarmulke afilu heim shel or even a leather yarmulke. Maybe that's where the minhag came from. Some people wear leather yarmulkes in case you're stuck without netilas yadayim. But usually they're pretty flat. I don't know if they could hold 3.3 ounces. Anyway, ayidei atchak mutarim haynu kishem kashem ena mayim zav mehem v'das rashal. The Marshal Choyle Kusvirle de Koiva Loinasil Kabal Klal. He says, come on, a hat is not meant for as a receptacle of Loy Odof Misak Vakupa. And the Marshal straight up argues on the Mechaber, because of the Chai Odom, the Bashas Hadchak Godol, Kugoyim Bederach, Vein Loy Kli Acher Mize, Yitol Ubali Bracha, Yishawash without a Bracha. The Kasav the Oz Yichroich Yoder Bimapa, he also writes, you should wrap your hands in a towel, avol shaloi b'shas tchak gadol. If you're not in a great shas tchak, yesh lahachmer. Degam oivrei drachim bezmanenu ein shoysim eila. Even travelers today will not drink out of their hat. V'chein kasav aprima gadim delo yivarech al netilazu. Sifhei. Here we have the famous sifhei. Kli shetchilas tikunai kach she'eno yachal la'amayt b'loy smicha. A kli that was made, that it cannot stand without leaning. Ve'ein mishtam shemba ela aydei smicha. And is only used when it's leaned, chashev shaper kli. Let's say, what I think of is a test tube. A test tube, you know, it can't be positioned unless you put it in the, what is it called?
Holder,
excellent. The holder. So, if you, that l'chayro would be a kli. Even though I don't know if a test tube could hold 3.3 ounces. Any chemists here? Scientists?
Different sizes.
Different sizes. Okay. Different sizes. L'fikach, kli shehu malei nekavim, a kli full of holes. Mitachtav on the bottom, upiv tzar lamala with a narrow opening. Uchshemaniach adam etzboy alav in amayim yoitzin. Uchshemasira hamayim yoitzin. Ah, a little physics over here. What you do is, if you have a kli with holes on the bottom, if you put your finger on the narrow opening on top, it creates some kind of pressure cavity, and now the liquid doesn't go out of the holes on the bottom. Yeah, does that make sense? So you have this kli, it's full of holes on the bottom, a narrow opening on top, and you put your finger on top of it, the water doesn't go out. And when you remove your finger, the mayim goes out. Mutter lito mimeno af al pi she'enoi machzik klum. You're allowed to use it for netil sidaim, even though it doesn't contain anything. Kivon she'osoi lekabola be'inyin zeh. Since it is designated and it is made to be receptacle in this fashion. Vizet d'ikra tashmishai, nikra kli, it's called a kli. Let's see the Mishnah Brura. Shetchilas tikuna kachroi tzolomer, shenasa metchila, shtamish b'aydei smicha. A kli that was made initially to use only if it leans, or this other kli that's malei nekavim. Hine, mistimas ha-mechaber mashma. From the unqualified language of the mechaber, it implies the ein chiluk bein nekavim ketanim legdoilim. Doesn't matter if it's small holes or big holes. The hol be'eshem aniecho etzba alav einamayim yoytzim. Since when you put your finger on it, the water doesn't go out. Mikri shaper kli v'kasher lenatila. I don't understand this. How can something that requires you to put your finger on it, without your finger, it can't contain anything. So now it needs my finger. So how could that be a kli? Because that's how it's made. It's tchilas tikkun haikach. Ulefi zeh hu adin b'lever. A lever, shalanu. Our lever, it says on the bottom, it has two openings, one above and one below. Sheyesh rak nekev echad rachav lamata, has one wide opening below. B'makam yitzias amayim. Uchshemeser etzva yotze amayim b'shefa. When you remove your finger, the water comes gushing out. Gam kein muter. Avo miloshen harambam evuva betaz mashma, didafka kishan akavim shemem yotze amayim heim dakamoid. From the Rambam that's quoted by the Taz, it's Mashah, it's only if the holes that the water comes out are very fine. Sha'af kishamesor edzba in yoysim amay machazer rak ma'ad ma'ad bi'ichr gado. It's only if it comes out slowly with delay. Avuk shenakovim heim gedoilim aser. V'choshikein belever shalanu da aser. V'ayim beber halacha.
Are we talking about a syringe?
No, we're not talking about a syringe, but the syringe has the same... A syringe would be a good example of something that has that phenomenon that when you close the smaller hole, nothing will come out of the... It will create the pressure cavity and it will come out of the... Nothing will come out of the bigger hole. It's
like, just making Al-Natil Sadaim, the opening of the sink, isn't that what he's talking about? You, like, you have a lever on your sink, you want to make Al-Natil Sadaim, you open, close, that's... what he's referring to. It's the same concept as the other thing. You're opening, closing, you're putting your finger in and out.
Yeah, but, I mean, he does say, kishameser ha'etzba. Sounds like your finger is literally closing some kind of hole.
That's true, but in the lever case, it's just a separate case. Like somebody comes up to a sink, he doesn't have a cup, so like, can I use my lever on the sink? Open and close it, because the water is stored under the sink. So like, maybe I can use it as my own TSM. So he's come to tell us that the lever is not going to work.
Mm-hmm. I hear, but I don't think that then the Chavetz Chaim's lever, the way it opened is by pulling some kind of thing. It sounds like you physically, your finger was... I mean, he says ukishameser ha'etzba by the lever case. You're saying that the more advanced lever case is our sinks. In other words, you open the faucet. I mean, it's in a receptacle, basically. And there's a hole, so it can't really contain. But the reason why it's contained is because instead of your finger, but the manual lever is sealed shut. And then I open it, and it comes out of the reservoir. It comes out of the water tank. So you're saying according to the Mishnah Brura's Diuk in the Mechaber, opening of the sink should be good for Netilas Yadayim, but the Rambam quoted by the Taz would say, no, that's not good. The hole is too big. Maybe we'll see tomorrow the Bir Halacha, okay? Shkayach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.